Now, we start the show with breaking news about citrus canker, as the Northern Territory Department of Primary Industry has announced that all citrus plants in restricted areas here in the Territory will be removed. Now, it's the latest step in the citrus canker response efforts, and it's in line with what we have seen over the border in the Kimberley. But here in the Territory, there's 10 restricted areas where plants infected with citrus canker were found. Now, they are the Darwin Airport, Howard Springs, Humpty Doo, Lambles Lagoon, Marrakai, Maldon, Palmerston, Woolner, Wollaghi and Katherine. So if you're in those areas and you remember that you're in the restricted zones, this affects you. Now, Sarah Corcoran is the NT's Executive Director of Biosecurity and Animal Welfare and joins us. Sarah, why have you decided to go down this path of destroying plants?
The idea behind the removal of citrus plants now from our restricted areas is to enable us to re-establish Northern Territory as being free from citrus canker, and also nationally to have that status of Australia being free from citrus canker.
So do you have any idea as to how many trees you'll be removing?
That's a very good question, Lydia, and it's not one that I can answer off the top of my head, but I do know that we've been working very closely with property owners within the restricted area, and to date we've had engagement with over 2,000 premises within those restricted areas across the top end of the Northern Territory.
Okay. And so within those restricted areas, there's 10 here in the Territory. Are there any commercial growers that will be affected that will essentially have to remove their plants?
No, there's not. No. So in terms of commercial citrus orchards, none of those occur within our restricted areas. And we are continuing to do the surveillance work, though, on those properties, and we have surveyed them all at least once and as a part of this response, and we'll continue to look at the plant health of the trees in those orchards as the citrus canker response continues.
Okay, so at this stage, no commercial growers will be affected or will have plants removed within the Territory?
That's correct.
Okay. In terms of, you know, going down this path, I understand it's, you know, in line with what we've seen in the Kimberley as part of a national response to citrus canker. But if this was always going to be the case, why weren't the plants removed as soon as they were found?
There was a process of us establishing where the disease was. That was really important in that initial phase of the response, was to track down as many infected plants as we could early on and remove those and limit the spread of the disease. And then in the meantime, we established the restricted areas around those infected properties that we knew where we'd had an infected plant and removed it and any other plants that may have been on that property. The idea of the restricted areas is to establish and manage potential natural spread from any infected plants that may have been there. And the science behind this disease shows that the 600 metre radius is one that is, it's the distance where the disease can naturally spread or move from an infected plant.
So if I have citrus in my backyard, I'm in the restricted zone, and I've received this letter, what actually happens? How will the process of destroying the plants work, Sarah?
So residents that are living within restricted areas have been advised not to remove the plants themselves or any citrus plant material. It's just in order to ensure that the disease isn't spread, and that removal process will actually be undertaken by authorised inspectors. And it will be done in accordance with our strict quarantine disposal processes. And, it will depend on the tree, whether it's in a pot, whether it's in the ground, the age of it, the size of it, etc. But all of that plant material will be safely contained on property under the supervision of authorised inspectors. And there'll be a decontamination process whilst it's stored and removed, and then it'll be taken away to be deep buried.
Now, I understand that the department has sent out letters to people who live within those restricted areas to let them know what has to happen. Have you had any response from people yet. You know, it would bring back memories, no doubt, of banana freckle. It's quite disappointing that they have to lose their plant. Have you had response from people yet as to whether there's a willingness or not?
We have been working and engaging very closely with those community residents within those restricted areas, and that has included a written notification about what our next phase includes, and that is the removal of citrus plants and citrus canker hosts. Look, the feedback to date, Lydia, has been more than positive overall. I think if you said to most people, you know, we have to do this to support a farmer or farmers and particularly our citrus industry here in Australia, then that helps them understand why it's such an important sacrifice on their behalf. You know, we totally acknowledge that people prize their citrus plants, and it's about ensuring that they can grow citrus into the future. They won't be able to replant trees immediately, and we will work with them about when that may occur. But ultimately, it's a short-term pain for the long-term gain.
I'm joined by the Northern Territory's Executive Director of Biosecurity and Animal Welfare, Sarah Corcoran. As you've just heard, the department is announcing that all citrus plants within restricted areas in the Territory will be removed. It's all part of the Territory's response to an outbreak of citrus canker earlier this year. Now, Sarah, to the point around reimbursement, will people that lose their plants be reimbursed?
Under the Emergency Plant Pest Response Deed, which is what we're operating under for this eradication process, there is a thing called the owner reimbursement costs, which is available for commercial producers of crops, and if they can demonstrate a loss of income as a result of having infected plants or, you know, as a result of this response, then they may be entitled to reimbursements. And there's a process underway that will be occurring soon where we've put it out there to growers in the Northern Territory to register for that, and their applications will be considered.
So the individual who is losing their backyard plant, there's no reimbursement for that?
No, the national cost-sharing provisions don't support compensation for residential plants and their removal.
Okay, but if in this case, no commercial citrus growers will be affected by having the plants removed, but some might have lost an income as a result of this outbreak. Is that considered when it comes to reimbursement, saying, I didn't get any cash from the crop this year, this is how much I normally get?
Certainly that case can be put forward. As I mentioned, we've put together all of these information packs that we've provided to growers here in the NT. And it asks a series of questions. We've been working very closely with the Northern Territory Farmers Association to make sure that we capture everyone and they've got the opportunity. And yeah, those submissions will be assessed, and that may be a part of that assessment process.
So essentially it's up to the grower themselves to calculate the loss, and then they have to prove it.
So being a grower, you know, you'll be able to produce records of, you know, costs associated with producing the crop and the sales that you would expect to receive from selling that crop to market. And, yeah, they're all the kinds of things that a business will be able to provide relatively easily.
And so who will pay the cost? Who pays the farmers if they can, you know, prove that they were affected?
The payments for owner reimbursement come from the budget that gets allocated to the response for eradication of citrus canker. So when we put together our response plan that guides our activities for that 6 months when we first started to talk to you about citrus canker, that budget that goes with that plan actually has a certain portion of funds allocated for this process. So we anticipate it at the start of the response.
And so is that coming out of, like, a federal government pot of money or territory government?
The way funding works for these nationally cost-shared responses is that there's contribution from all states and territories and the industries that are affected. So in this case, you know, it's Nursery and Garden Industry of Australia and also Citrus Australia are our affected industry parties. And then the Commonwealth and the other states and territories, including the Northern Territory, contribute a proportion to that cost-shared funding.
Do you have any idea how much might be paid out? Because some growers claim that, you know, the cost of canca to them was in the tens of thousands of dollars.
It's difficult for me to put a figure on it at the moment, Lydia. You know, that's why we've engaged a professional assessor who has good knowledge around production costs and what it means for the grower. So, I'm not sure yet about what the amount will be.
Okay, so today's announcement really is around the fact that all citrus plants in those restricted areas here in the Territory will be removed over coming weeks, months. Sarah, once this is done, what happens next? Are we, you know, just, is this the last step to declare the Territory citrus canker free?
No, not quite. We will be developing a new response plan. We are developing a new response plan at the moment, and we're calling that a whole of life plan. So that is to guide us through, you know, these next few stages of the response. And that may be for the next couple of years, depending on what agreement we get from our national cost share partners. So they provide input around the technical and financial feasibility for eradication of this disease. And if we get that agreement, then, yeah, we'll be putting together a plan that sees us through to the end where we can actually say that we have proof of freedom from the disease, because the ultimate goal for us here is to re-establish the Northern Territory as being free from citrus canker, and also re-establish Australia's status as being free from citrus canker, because that's really important for our international markets and also domestically. So by us declaring and ensuring that Northern Territory is free from citrus canker in the future, it means that trade for our citrus products will become unencumbered.
Sarah, thanks very much for your time on the Country Hour today.
Thanks so much, Lydia.